This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
This was like the music going on in my head when Ralphie took off and just started running around Folsom Field there. It was magical. It was a great time. Joining us now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, who kind of broadcasted that moment. I went back and heard it after the game. It was fantastic. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Mark, okay, we'll get to the game in a moment. But again, a live Buffalo running around a football field. It's my favorite thing in all of sports.
Oh, it was fantastic. And you know that moment you're talking about. So that segment right before we hit the final break before kickoff is supposed to be Gary Barnett's keys to the game. Well, we come out of the commercial break, and I see they're getting ready to throw the door open, the gate open, if you will, to let Ralphie out. And so I thought, you know what, I just want to make sure I kind of document that. And then she took off, and it was kind of organic. I hadn't even thought about it, but I thought, well, I'll start doing play-by-play of this. And she goes running around the field, and we have her come into the trailer there in the northwest corner, and I look over at Gary, and I go, man, how great is that? I said, I'm getting a little teary-eyed, and Gary is actually sobbing.
I mean, oh my goodness!
He had tears rolling down his face, as did, by the way, about 40,000 other people in the stands. Only us hard-hearted individuals weren't getting emotional.
I was just getting pumped up. I was also scared and nervous for the Bears, and you know how it is.
Yeah, sure. No, I get it. But you know what? Here's kind of a fun story for you don't care if you're a Bears fan or a Buffs fan. The night before, my engineer Shannon was there. And getting set up, and they ran her out and practiced her a few times. As they obviously had been for months, Brady, and they had painted the field. And she goes running. Anybody who deals with livestock understands this. She starts running along, and all of a sudden she stops dead because they put a logo on the field, the Buff logo, and she wasn't sure what to do with it. She didn't want to step on it. Wasn't sure if it was a hole or what it was. And so she actually came to a stop, and they had to coax her across that and get her to understand that. So when they let her loose, everyone's wondering, is she going to stop again? Is there going to be a line or something she didn't notice last night that all of a sudden is going to cause you to stop? But it really was fantastic. A great moment in that ball game.
It really was. I love that. And you know this. I'm a fan of all of our teams in this area.
Sure.
But I'll admit it. I had a Bears shirt on, Mark. I wasn't in the press box, so I was within my rights to be a fan. But you can't. You can't help but when Ralphie gets going, it's just like,
right.
I don't care what you're a fan of. And I know there are some, like those Nebraska people, but for the most part, people are like, this is magical. I don't care who you're a fan of.
Well, and you know what's fun about that is doing the Buffs games for all these years, for now 18 seasons, it's always fun. It doesn't matter, if it's Nebraska fans or whoever. When Ralphie comes to that northwest corner, is about to jump in the trailer there, that's the visiting section for the fans at Folsom Field, and especially when it's a night game, you see it. I mean, fans are always on their feet when it's a night game. You see all the flash bulbs going out. People have got their phones out there taking pictures. Everybody loves it. Now, if you're a Nebraska fan, you're not going to admit it. You might not admit it if you're a Rams fan, but they all do love it because it's really cool.
Yeah, no question about it. And I thought it was neat, going as a fan, a lot of students, a lot of Buff students, a lot of fans talking to us, the group I was with, and they even sent some optimism with the Bears. Hey, is Ed going to be any good? Dylan McCaffrey, right? I heard that the defense might be a little improved. Well, Mark, there for a while, it was and I've said this to both sides. I mean, I think the Bears, they fought hard. They stuck in the game. And at the same time, I also understand that maybe the Buffs weren't showing us everything in their arsenal on Friday night.
Well, I think there was a little bit of that. I mean, if you noticed, and I was kind of thinking about this during the game, when you've got really high-level playmakers like Brendan Rice and Demetrius Stanley and Lavonte Chenault and guys like that, and you didn't run any jet sweeps or tunnel screens or those kind of things just to get them the ball, that kind of tell me they weren't going deep into the playbook. Now, with that being said, I give great credit to Ed McCaffrey and his staff. They came out, and what they did, they played a defense that was very similar to what San Diego State did a year ago. Remember when the Buffs on Thanksgiving Day that night found out they were going to play somebody in 36, 48 hours and really had to struggle in the first half to kind of get a sense of what they're doing and then made adjustments? I thought it was great coaching by Ed McCaffrey and his staff. And I'll say this right off the top here. I thought Eddie and his staff did a phenomenal job. That defensive front, I think, is salty as heck. Mm-hmm. I think Dylan McCaffrey played outstanding. You could tell he's a veteran quarterback. He kept his composure. He made plays. There's some of those transfers he brought in, a wide receiver and running back, Drew Wilson. That group is talented, and I'm really excited for them and Greeley and what they're going to do in the Big Sky because I think they were kind of fun to watch. And so ultimately, when it all was said and done, you know, the Power Five team with the deeper roster, those kind of things, eventually rose to the top. They figured out what Ed and his staff are doing, and you know, walk away with a 35-7 win. But I give a great deal of credit to what UNC was able to do.
Well, and Mark, and correct me if I'm wrong, but from your vantage point, it just seemed like when the Bears tried to go outside on offense, that's when you really saw, okay, there is a pretty large gap with overall the athletes here in the depth, because the Buffs, I mean, they just closed in so fast on the outside.
And you know, that's one thing you see a lot of times. And I've got history in that, you know, the 1AA or, you know, FCS level, as it's called now. And I remember that when I was at Illinois State years ago, and we played Minnesota, we played Kansas. And that was the thing that I thought I really noticed. And again, it comes down to numbers, right? The Bears, for example, they've got some high-level athletes out there, undoubtedly. The difference becomes in the depth of a roster. There are more of them. And so even when a guy like True Wilson gets to the outside, is able to, you know, there are going to be three or four or five guys on that side defensively going to be able to track him down simply because they're same caliber athletes, and there's more of them. And so that's really where you see the big difference between those two divisions.
Yeah, Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And you know, the Buffs got to that point in the second half where, all right, we're just going to run the ball. You had a lot of guys getting yardage. Of course, Jarek Broussard gets 94 yards. It was one of those games, though, where it just didn't seem like it. They were, especially that second half, they were just chipping away, taking the time off the clock. And at the end of the day, Broussard, you know, he didn't get a lot of work, but he got the job done.
Well, he certainly did. 94 yards there. And you know, Alex Fontenot had a solid day. What did he have, 60, 70, 80, somewhere in that range. And Ashad Clayton came in and had 40 or 50. Deion Smith played very well. Jaylee Stacks, they're very deep at running back. And you know, what the Bears were doing, they kept walking to safety up. They'd have eight guys in the box. And so it was very obvious, I thought, what they were trying to do. They were doing what any smart team is going to do. Okay, you got a first-time starter quarterback. He's only a freshman. We're gonna make it real hard for you guys to run the ball and see if he can make some plays out there. And what we saw from Brendan Lewis is he wasn't willing to make the mistake. And I know there's good and bad with that. And he just like taped a little something yesterday. We're going to use the pregame show this week. He said, I want to make mistakes, but I have to be willing to make throws when they're there. And so he was a little bit cautious. He played clean. Certainly, as he showed, can really make some plays with his legs. He runs very well. And, you know, didn't throw any interceptions, didn't have any turnovers. That's a good thing. But as he grows, he's going to have to understand there are going to be some throws that aren't 90% completion throws. I'm going to have to throw some every once in a while that's a 40% completion throw, realizing I got to make a play here to help my team win because the guys who are going to catch it are going to be playmakers.
Mark, is it fair to say this? Okay, 35-7, it's certainly lopsided. But if you were a Buffs fan, even kind of remotely optimistic and somewhat rooting for Ed McCaffrey because he's Ed McCaffrey, I get it. It's almost fair to say you got the best of both situations here. The Buffs got away with 35-7, so they did what they were supposed to do. They won big over a team they were supposed to win big against, prepared themselves for Texas A&M without having to completely open up the playbook. And the Bears kind of held their own enough so where Bears fans can say, hey, there's certainly hope for the immediate future this season.
Yeah, I think both programs, if you're a fan, either side of the fan base, you're going to come out and say, okay, I like some things as I saw there, right? As I said earlier about the talent that Ed's got there at UNC. And when you've got a veteran quarterback, and again, I think Dylan McCaffrey played at a high level like a guy you'd expect who's an experienced guy. I thought he really made a difference for them. So that was outstanding. They've got some talent out there. You feel good about that. From Colorado's perspective, I think you come away with kind of mixed emotions. You feel good because you say, okay, we're going to be able to run the ball. It's a deep running back core. Okay, we can see young quarterback, got room to grow, but you can see what he's able to do. The thing that really disappointed, I think, Colorado and really disappointed Carl Durrell was 12 penalties for 118 yards. And four of them were what Gary Barnett likes to call the selfish penalties, the unsportsmanlike and the personal foul stuff, where you're making big mistakes and really hurting your team. And that's the thing that Colorado's really got to clean up ahead of a meeting with the number 5 Texas A&M on Saturday. And you know, then after that, Minnesota and Arizona State, USC, and on down the line.
Texas A&M, they handled their opponent as well, the Kent State Golden Flashes. That's a mouthful. They win 41-10, and of course, they're right in the thick of it. Fifth in the country right now. So, boy, this is going to be an interesting game. I'm not going this weekend. I'm excited though to hear about what the crowd noise is going to be like at this one.
I think it's going to be huge. I mean, Buffs fans are jacked up, obviously. And I've got a bunch of, you know, as we well know here in the state of Colorado, there are a lot of Californians and a lot of Texans. And it seems like every Texan that moves here is a Texas A&M Aggie. I've got must be a dozen friends that are A&M fans. And I always tell them, I go, you guys are like cockroaches, man. You're everywhere. It's crazy. So I guarantee you there's going to be plenty of maroon in that stadium on Saturday. It should be a raucous experience. They've got a freshman quarterback. Buffs have got a freshman quarterback. They've got a lot of talent around them. And I think there's a lot of reasons to really be excited about this game on Saturday.
Yeah, and I mean, some could say this is a measuring stick type game. But, I mean, you tell me, Mark, what's the sentiment there from the Buffs side, Carl Durrell's side of the camp? I mean, they're looking at this thing saying, hey, we're going to go in and we're gonna shock a really good football team.
Yeah, I don't think – listen, you have to think that way. And so I don't think there's any doubt that's the message they've been preaching. You don't back down from anybody. You don't question yourself against anybody. You figure you can compete with anybody in the country. And so they just know they've got to play better, right? Clean up the small stuff. Let Brandon Lewis make some of those throws, because there were open receivers last week he wasn't willing to throw the ball to. Okay, so take care of that. They did a lot of experimenting on that offensive line, played a lot of players on the offensive front against UNC. And so – I'm thinking they probably found some answers and combinations they kind of like in that regard. Defensively, I thought, obviously, Colorado played very well in that ball game, holding UNC to only 20 yards. I think that'll be an interesting aspect. Watching the offensive and defensive fronts against Texas A&M is going to be real interesting. And so I think there's a lot of aspects that I think will be fun to watch. And I do think, listen, we'll find out more about Colorado when it's all said and done. You know, next week, and you and I are talking on Wednesday, we're going to have some better answers as to what exactly Colorado is.
Yeah, no question about it. Mark, appreciate you, man. I'm looking forward to this opportunity for the Buffs. I mean, this could be really cool for Buffs fans and Coach Carl Durrell to see what this team's all about.
I'm looking forward to it. Who do the Bears have this weekend?
Bears are playing Houston Baptist, so They should win that game. But my fear is, like, hey, you got this big buildup for the CU game, McCaffrey's first game. It's going to be hot there. It's on the road. So, I'm feeling really good about it on one side, and then the other side, I'm terrified as well. That's usually my life, though.
Listen, man, Ed McCaffrey's played in a couple of pretty good football games. There's a little bit of attention on some of those games he played in. I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, hey, Bears fans, hoping you're right, my friend. Mark,
Always
a pleasure. It was cool to get the cross-promotion thing going on with Jerry and you, of course, in the interview. I mean, it was a really cool night for so many reasons.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Jerry and Aaron, when I ran into them up there, they were trying to push me around. I didn't take it. I put them both in a headlock and gave them noogies, but they were trying to come at me. And I realized that you never showed up
as
part of that free-for-all, so I'm questioning you a little bit.
I started this whole fight in the drama, and then I said, you know what, I'm going to hide in the student section back there. So I was safe, but that's what I do. I kind of stir the pot, and then I get out of there.
You're one of those guys. You know, there are guys like you that were in pro wrestling all these years. Bobby the Brain Heenan, you're kind of the Bobby the Brain Heenan of radio.
Hey, I love it. Hey, he was good, right? He was good, so I'll take it. Mark, appreciate it as always, man. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
All right, brother. See you.
Yeah, I had to start a little rivalry there. You know, I mean, we love Mark, but not on Bears Buffs Day. Not on Bears Buffs Day. And Jerry Schimmel and Aaron Rath did a phenomenal job on Friday with that broadcast. I had the TuneIn app, of course, put it up. I looked like a stud just holding the phone up to my ear listening to it, but they were fantastic. It was a lot of fun listening to that call. Last night's coaches show was fantastic. That was great. Kaylee Joe, stud volleyball player, was on the show last night, Big Sky Conference player. They just found out before the show started, and they had already scheduled her to be on with Jerry at the coaches show live from the GOAT, so it kind of worked out. That volleyball team is legit. Undefeated at this point. They play Texas Tech at 6 o'clock tonight, man, and at Bank of Colorado Arena. You want to see some good volleyball. That might be the best. That's the best volleyball team in the state right now, UNC. 12:49 the time. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our number one. Let's take a look at the Giants wide receiver core and NFL rankings. And you know what? Let's ask this question in the second half. Where, what's the future hold for Drew Lock? Does he have a future with the Broncos next year? Let's talk about it next.
For all things Rams football, tune in to Rams Weekly, Thursday nights at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.